Okay, welcome everyone to the drafting team call on October 30th at 1300 UTC. On the line we have Becky Burr, Athena Franguli, Avri Doria, Izumi Otokani, Julia Wolman, Keith Drazik, Matthew Vail, Matthew Shears, Olga Cavalli, Par Brumak, and Pedro Ivo Silva, as well as Thomas Rickard, and we're all set. For staff, we have Bart Boswinkle and myself, Grace Abu Hamid. Over to you, Matthew and Thomas.
Thank you, Grace. This is Matthew Vail speaking. My fellow co-chair, Thomas Rickard, is, I understand, outside of office, so afraid of having an unstable connection, so he's left me with the opportunity to introduce this call. I've been confirmed very recently as co-chair for the CCNSO, and the first thing I'd like to do is welcome our new participants. As you may have seen on the list, we are being joined by several representatives from the GAC. Welcome to our GAC representative. I know Olga is here, and I see Par and Pedro as well. Very happy that you can join our work on this drafting team. I will try to sum up where we are. Currently, we have a draft charter that's been edited and discussed over the list several times. So we will spend a part of our call today, a significant part of our call, reviewing those different discussions and edits. We are also under a tight deadline. The most critical part right now is the necessity for the GNSO to introduce a motion by November the 3rd, so that is Monday, the next Monday. And therefore, we are putting all our efforts to be ready in time for this motion to be introduced next Monday, being aware, of course, that not everything might be finalized, but I think this is, time is of the essence in our work. And finally, we had concluded last Monday's call with a certain number of actions. I had taken a couple of drafting actions that were circulated. We had collected the Larry Strickling's statements regarding accountability as well as fairness in a document that is certainly useful in our work, and thank staff for providing this. We have received from Avery edits for the deliverable section, and we had the actions. Is it me or is it someone's audio?
No.
I'm not sure, but I think... I think it might be your line, but I'm going to check.
Mine?
It's possible, yes.
It would be... I've just muted and it's continuing, so it's probably not mine. And so finally, we had convened that the different members were to review the issues collated in public comment period and phrase those into questions, and that's the part where we haven't seen a lot of feedback. Anything, Thomas, in terms of introduction and recap of where we are that you would add?
No, I think just that in terms of next steps, but we'll get to that at the end of the call. The aim of today's call is to get the charter into a shape where we we'll be able to circulate an updated version by tomorrow for everybody to be able to review it over the weekend, and then have another call on Monday to apply finishing touches before the motion is submitted to the GMSO Council.
Does anyone have comments on the proposed agenda, which is basically to look at the different ASOs in AC present on the call and their own deadlines, review the charter documents, the draft, and then look at the next steps in the spirit that Thomas just described. Is that okay with everyone? Hearing nothing, I suppose we move on. First short item I would like to make sure we are all on the same page on. So the GNSO's deadlines we've already mentioned. A motion has to be introduced by November the 3rd. For the CCNSO, I think the meeting that is currently envisaged for the charter's approval would be November the 20th, but
yes, that's correct. So it should be available around the 13th.
But those are not the only SOs and ACs, I expect. How about we have members from the GAC, we have members from ALAC, we have Izumi, I think, is that ASO. Are there any? So I'd like to just to have a quick round of which stakeholders are planning to try and approve the charter. Make sure we have everyone's deadline in mind. Olga? Olga, you are mute.
For you, okay. Yes, first, thank you very much for letting us joining you today at a short notice, and thank you for allowing us to contribute with the charter. The idea is that we will have a chair vice chair's call today, later today, so the idea is that we give some feedback to our chair and vice chairs, and then we may review the charter at the GAC level, and perhaps we have some comments. We don't have a certain date of a general call for the moment, but I should pass this information to our chair, and then we will let you know which are our next steps. Thank you.
Okay, understood. Thank you. Tijani, would you like to comment?
Yes, thank you, Mathieu. The ALAC will have its monthly call on 25th of November, and Morita knows already. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And I see on the chat ASO to double check the ASO wants to participate, which I think would be a very valuable addition. Any others? Okay. So, yes, Athena.
Yes, so just to clarify something, the ASO, of course, does participate. And Izumi and I are the representatives. Mm-hmm. It's just that we are not aware of any particular dates we should take into account, but we will come back to you on that. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Can we close there this first item? Relating to ACs and ASO as endorsements. All right. So we will move to the next item of our agenda, which will be, of course, at the core of our discussion. And I think the key will probably structure it section by section. Thomas, are you in? Do you want to alternate, or is your connection too unstable?
No, I'm still trying to get into the to get online to get into the Adobe. So I'd appreciate if you could continue.
All right. So the first section to look at carefully and is, of course, the problem statement. Since last time, there was a proposal to focus this problem statement on the gap between the level of trust into the existing ICANN accountability mechanisms and stakeholders' expectations with regard to these mechanisms. A number of comments have been provided, and I think we need to see whether we're comfortable with those edits and the current wording on this. Anyone wants to start? Maybe Avery?
Yeah, hi, thanks. This is Avery speaking. I think one thing, I can be heard, yes? I think one thing that should also be listed here is that it's not just a matter of trust, and we can, but I think it's more concrete than sort of a nebulous trust, because we actually do have accountability issues already on the books from the ATRT2 that have already been, approved for work, as it were, by the board. And those mesh in. Now, they may be more stream two than stream one items. That has to be determined. But I believe that the problem statement should include a line that also references, ATRT2, I think 9.2 issues.
So your suggestion would be to mention explicitly the existing outcome of processes like ATRT.
Yes, that basically specifically the ATRT.
Would you be specific ATRT on it? Okay.
Yes, ATRT 2 9.2 issues.
I think we'd benefit from being explicit about what this means, but that certainly can be done by a quick research in the documents.
Right. You could look at section from the document if you wanted.
Yeah. It's me. You wanted to comment?
Yes, this is Izumi speaking. I think what Avery is suggesting does make a lot of sense, and I'll be specific about it, but I don't know what exactly ATRT2 Section 9.1 issue refers to. So it would be helpful if Avery could, give us a very brief description and explain why you think that it's helpful. It doesn't have to be a whole extensive explanation, but just to give us an idea of why you think it's important. Thanks.
Avery, could you elaborate a bit?
Sure. I have to unmute myself. I was talking. I just hadn't unmuted myself. Apologies. I will start again. The 9.2 in the ATRT2 basically talks about needing a review of the reconsideration processes and the independent review processes, and it basically includes a consideration of those to make sure that they're fit for purpose. And part of the issue that we had when we did the ATRT2 review is that a lot of people did not feel that they were fit for, they are the keystone. And as whenever we go through this, people say, we have the following ICANN accountability mechanisms. And they list the reconsideration process. They list the CEP, which is the cooperative engagement process. I may not have the words right. And they list the independent review process, the IRP. And basically, those are the same accountability mechanisms that we're listing as these are existing ones. Are they good enough? And we already have a report that says, no, they're not, and they need further work. So that's why I think this has to include that consideration. Thank you.
Thank you, Avery. One question I have for the group is, mentioning this particular recommendation from ATRT2, so that particular topic, we introduce one example. Are we comfortable with introducing at this stage only this one? Or do we want to, or is expanding the list to be considered? Or is it, or has this one a sort of a special status in our problem statement? Avery, is this an old hand or a new one? You're welcome to comment,
of course. It was an old hand.
All right. Thomas?
Yeah, I think we have listed some concrete actions further down in the charter, and I think that would be a good place to mention ATRT, to look at whether, you know, to review the tasks and see what needs to be added to them potentially.
So, okay. Any others? Avery?
Yeah, I think it's probably possible to mention them later, but I really think they should be in the mission. I mean, they should be in the problem statement. They're part of the problem.
Yeah. Okay. Julia?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, now it's okay.
Okay, thank you. It's Julia Roman from Denmark, from the GAC. Just a comment that I believe there are many recommendations that are ATRT2, so maybe to be too specific is too early before we have reviewed which ones are we should take into account in this work. So I think it's good to mention the ATRT2, but maybe not to be too specific, just an explanation. Thank you.
Thank you. Since the sound was not very high quality, what you were saying was okay to introduce ATRT2, you support that, but not in a manner that would be too specific. Okay. Matthew? Matthew, we can hear you. Matthew, are you here? We have an audio issue.
Matthew, you may be on mute. There you go.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now.
Okay.
Yes, now it's better.
Sorry. I just wanted to suggest that perhaps we may be confusing two issues here. It's not that the trust into the existing mechanisms does not yet meet the stakeholders' expectations. It's that the existing mechanisms do not yet meet stakeholders' expectations, which results in a diminished level of trust. And I think that sentence could be made better by just going straight from saying the transition process indicates that the existing ICANN accountability mechanisms do not yet meet stakeholder expectations, and that additional mechanisms may be necessary, or words to that effect. Thanks.
Yeah, I think what I would have, I was about to suggest really echoes Matthew's suggestion. Probably we can certainly improve the current sentence to reflect that it's not just about trust, but also about actual feedback that's been provided to the current accountability mechanisms. And probably delay a little bit the mention about the ATRT 9.2 issues to a point where we will start illustrating what kind of issues we're talking about. It has the benefit of keeping the problem statement short and providing some more clarity, and putting all our examples at the same in the same place, instead of sort of creating an ambiguity about whether some examples are part of the problem statement and others are part of the goals or other things. Would that be okay to everyone? Matthew, you wanted to react, or was that your old hand? No, so that's Becky now.
Sorry, I'll
We have the phrasing that the accountability mechanisms do not yet meet some stakeholders' expectations. To me, that sort of sounds like, you know, maybe there were a few people. I think that the sentiment was quite broad, and so if we're going to use the some stakeholders' expectation, which I'm sure there may be some people who are completely satisfied, I wonder if we could say something that along the line that there was, you know, with these concerns were, you know, voiced by, you know, many parts of the community, and, you know, were strongly felt. Something that gives a little flavor to it, because I think that the view is, you know, there may be an outlier or two who thinks that the accountability mechanisms are pretty good, but I think across the board most people don't.
Thanks, Becky. I have seen a proposal by Thomas to rephrase like this: recent discussions and statements made by various stakeholders suggest that current accountability mechanisms need to be reviewed and, if need be, amended. See, for instance, ATRT2 recommendations. Comments on that one? Matthew, what was your comment on the? Can you elaborate on your comment on the chat?
Yes, it's the same as my comment earlier on, which is it's not just about reviewing, but it's about the review, it's about assessing existing mechanisms, but it's about the need to determine whether or not there is a need for additional or supplemental or enhanced mechanisms as well.
Matthew, wouldn't that be covered by the amendment language? Reviewed and, if need be, amended? Amending could mean both augmenting as well as changing.
Yes, conceivably, but I don't see that as accounting for new mechanisms that may be proposed if necessary.
Yeah, I see your point is to make sure there's no ambiguity that in the CCWG's mandate, new mechanisms might be introduced, or, and I go one step further, existing mechanisms might all be cancelled and replaced by something new. Is that what your point is about, Matthew?
Yes, that's correct. I just want to make sure that we don't unnecessarily box ourselves in.
Yeah, restrict. That needs some drafting to make sure we capture that. And there would need to be a wording that would probably add to the existing one, the one that's on your screens, to capture the possibility for the CC2G, well, for the group, to consider creating or cancelling existing creating new mechanisms or cancelling existing ones. And we need this sentence to be sure before we can absolutely approve. This is a key aspect, obviously. One aspect would be to add to this sentence, suggest that current accountability mechanisms need to be reviewed and if need be amended or enhanced, or even new mechanisms to be created. Is that? Yes. Something like this, but it may not be very good English. A good suggestion by Keith also to add improving, amending, or replacing. Improved, amended, or replaced. I have Matthew on the waiting list. Matthew?
Yes, I think that Keith... or your language would be fine. I just want to make sure that we don't miss the word add. Improving, amending, replacing, and adding. Thank you.
So need be improved, amended, replaced. Added doesn't work in that sentence, but replaced or a new mechanism added. Can I consider that the group is okay with at least a principle to mention that new mechanisms may be added or existing mechanism replaced as well as amendments? Because I think this is one of key aspects for the CCWG. And anyone that would object to that, at least in first reading, of course we will have time to consider this with our communities. No? Okay. So I think let's capture that for the moment. Make sure we have the right wording. And if Thomas, you want to add something?
Yeah, I think we're very close to agreement subject to further review by the participants and their group. But I guess maybe we could capture the establishing of new mechanisms by supplemented, you know, improved, amended, replaced, or supplemented with new mechanisms.
Yeah. So the two options are either supplemented or new mechanisms added.
No, I think we can add that, or supplemented with new mechanisms.
All right. Okay. I like this one, yeah. Matthew, your comment was that to you supplemented is based upon existing. Is that addressed by saying supplemented with new mechanisms?
Yes, that would be.
Excellent. Thank you. I see no further comments on that section, so I suggest we move to goals and objectives, because we have a number of interesting sections and discussions up front still. I had myself drafted something that drew a very relevant comment. There was, I think, on the first paragraph, a comment maybe I want to make sure I'm not missing something. I think it was, the first paragraph was, I think, quite okay. It was later that it was becoming. So the first paragraph's intent is to say the proposals expected should enhance accountability towards all stakeholders. I had taken the liberty to provide a definition of the term stakeholder to remove any ambiguity about the fact that we were going for a wide definition of stakeholders. So I took one of the definitions I'm used to, which is one of the European Framework for Quality Management. So my point was to go beyond GSOs and ACs and take a wide look at this. Is that drawing any comments? So I move on, and please interrupt as soon as you see something you feel you need to discuss. We have the next paragraph is really about the timing of the effort, and there is a clear time constraint on the effort for the workstream one. And that is where we introduce for the first time some definition of workstream one and workstream two. And of course that is one of the keys in one of the key points in our charter. Keith, you wanted to comment?
Yes, thank you very much, Mathieu. This is Keith Drazik, for the record. First I'd like to note or refer to an email that I sent to the list earlier this morning or earlier today. I'd like to thank Grace and staff for pulling together the comments or the statements from both Larry Strickling and Fadi Shahade. And for those that haven't had a chance to see my email yet, I just want to note that I think that the comments that were pulled together are very instructive, or quite instructive for this discussion about Workstream 1 and Workstream 2. So I won't go through all of the details of what I put in the email. I would refer people to it. But the point is, I think very importantly, that the scope of the ICANN accountability CCWG should be broad and all-encompassing. I mean, there's basically, for the accountability process, everything is on the table if the community determines it needs to be. It's really up to the community to decide what accountability mechanisms we want to recommend. But the scope of Workstream 1, and this is quoting Larry Strickling, said that mechanisms need to be put in place to prevent bad things from happening once NTIA disengages from its legacy role. And I think that's really about Workstream 1, is what do we as a community, the private sector-led multi-stakeholder community, what do we need to ensure that ICANN, the organization, remains accountable to us once NTIA is gone? And I think that's the threshold. That's the line between Workstream 1 and Workstream 2. And I think we need to be very cautious as a drafting team not to overly narrow that scope And we need to set some, I think, some broad strokes for the cross-community working group to come together and to determine what mechanisms need to be put in place or, as we discussed earlier, what existing mechanisms might need to be improved, but what things need to be put in place to prevent bad things from happening once NTIA is gone. And I think if we can use those broad strokes, the cross-community working group will then have the more, I guess, the deeper discussion about exactly what falls into which category. Thanks.
Okay. Yes. Compared to the existing version, would you say that at least those definitions that are provided at this stage in the goals section fit your expectation of what Workstream 1 and Workstream, how Workstream 1 and Workstream 2 should be delineated?
Hey, thanks, Matthew. This is Keith again. I will take a couple of minutes just to reread before I respond.
All right.
Give me a couple of minutes. Thanks.
Sure. Thomas?
Thanks, Mathieu, and thanks, Keith. I think the advice Keith gave that Strickling's comments are important for what we're doing here is a very good one. I read through them over and over again, and I think that the messages that he gave were that the accountability discussion should not have any limits. So the overall work of the accountability cross-community work should not be restricted. So they can look at each and every aspect of what ICANN is doing. But then when he goes to Workstream 1 and Workstream 2, I think it's important to note that Strickling said things like, and I'm quoting here. Let me just give a second. At the same time, I think it's important that the focus of the group really be confined to the question of what does it mean for accountability purposes that the United States government is stepping aside. And that's the hostile takeover discussion, the vulnerabilities of ICANN from people taking over ICANN. So I think in that sense, the cross-community working group, and I think not we as a drafting team looking at the charter, the cross-community working group needs to look at the individual issues in the light of these comments made by Strickling. So I guess my suggestion would be that we put into the charter exactly that, i.e. that the working group should use Strickling's instructions and the questions raised by Strickling to determine whether a certain item needs to be looked at or completed before the transition, i.e. in Workstream 1 or afterwards. And, you know, we make reference to that, and also we should make reference when it comes to the issues that need to be considered to the report resulting from the public comment period, i.e. those issues that have been identified to the community. And then leave it up to the cross-community working group to do the allocation to Workstream 1 or Workstream 2. But I guess that would set the scene for the cross-community working group's work.
Thank you, Thomas. Itsumi?
Hi, this is Itsumi. Just a short statement to express. I very much support Thomas's suggestion, and I don't necessarily disagree with not restricting the issues too much in Workstream 1, but we want to make sure that we focus on what's important in getting addressing the issues before the transitions. And one of the key things that we really want to make sure we look at is that what would be the gaps that will be created as a result of the NTIA's transition of the IANA stewardship. And I think that is something that we really have to look into as a priority. So I support the suggestion made by them. Thanks.
Thank you, Itsumi. So So the suggestion is twofold. It's up to the CCWG to allocate, but it has to base its judgment on Larry Stripling's comments. I would ask the question whether it's strictly based on Larry Stripling's comments, statements, or are these statements one input among others that could be taken into account to determine whether it's workstream one or two. I explain why. I think this question is important. Some members of the community may have different expectations about what should be taken care of before the INS stewardship transition happens than even Larry Stripling. And therefore, if we indicate that only workstream one versus workstream two is defined by Larry Stripling's statements, then we might actually miss some expectations by some members of the community. So my suggestion would be to let the CCWG allocate issues to workstream one or two, based taking into account, among other things, Larry Stripling's statements that were, of course, one of the key inputs to this discussion. Yes, so I agree with that. I was trying to reformulate exactly what Keith was writing on the chat. Keith, do you want to say something?
Yes, thank you, Matthew. Keith Grazik. So I'd just like to add, you know, I think a guiding principle for us as a drafting team needs to be to recognize that, you know, what we're talking about here is strengthening the multi-stakeholder model and the private sector-led multi-stakeholder community's responsibility and ICANN's responsibility to us. And you know, if we're going to focus on, you know, the importance of the multi-stakeholder model and, you know, consensus building, the consensus decision-making process, then clearly the community is going to need to come together in the cross-community working group to work through these questions. There are going to be differences of opinion. Some will think some things need to be included, and others will think they can wait. But that's what the cross-community working group is for. And I think that's where we can demonstrate that the community can come together around a consensus recommendation that will be implementable and acceptable to ICANN and NTIA. And I think that's really our goal. But that work is going to happen in the CCWG. So our goal as a drafting team is to set up the structure to enable that. And I'm probably saying the obvious or stating the obvious, but I think we just need to be very careful not to overly restrict or confine the discussions, the very healthy discussions that will take place in the CCWG. I think we're getting very close with this language, but I just wanted to make sure that, you know, we shouldn't strictly limit it to what one person has said, you know, NTIA or others, but those are very important inputs, certainly. Thanks.
Thank you, Keith. Matthew?
Yes, I very much agree with what Keith just said. The one earlier on today, and I apologize, was a bit close to the time of the call, but I did send an email to the group quoting one of the Fadi Shahadeh's comments made in LA. And kind of to paraphrase it, because I think he put it very well when you're asking, you know, do we just take into account Strickling's views? But I think Fadi Shahadeh made a very good point when he said, and I'm paraphrasing it by saying he was talking about Workstream 1 effectively being improvements in light of the changing relationship with the U.S. government to ICANN's accountability and governance that are specific to and necessary to take place before the transition. And Workstream 2 are improvements to ICANN's accountability and governance more broadly that may not need to be taken care of before the transition. I think his perspective is that, as I think Keith or someone said earlier on, is that this just isn't about ICANN's, Workstream 2 isn't about ICANN's accountability parameted by the transition. It's about ICANN's accountability much more broadly. Thanks.
Okay. I think we are very much in line in terms of definition with what is written in the paragraphs. So I'd like to check whether this is so far okay for everyone. And if we can use these principles to maybe guide us in the later section, in the other sections of the document? Or if there, I see a suggestion by Keith to maybe merge this with the words of Fadis. Maybe I should retrieve this email with this declaration that was quoted recently, just recently by Matthew. But I think we're converging on a definition that is more that is not substantial in that it's not deciding that work streams one has to address some accountability mechanisms and two others, but really what has to take into to come into effect before transition and after transition. So this is specific to and necessary to take place before the transition, and two, more broadly, that may not need to be taken care of before the transition. That's very much the spirit, what I see in the current draft charter. But of course, probably we can improve that. Matthew? Was that an old hand, maybe? No? Yes, it was. So, Thomas.
Thanks, Mathieu. To Keith's point, whether we should incorporate Fadi's words or also Strickling's words, maybe that's better made reference to in the deliverables section. I think it's important for the working group to use those statements as a source of information to guide their work. Certainly, that's not all the information, as Keith said, that these are not all the statements that need to be taken into account, but I think we just need to ensure that the working group does take those comments at heart. Strickling explicitly said that when this is taken to Washington, people will ask certain questions about hostile takeover and stuff like that, and therefore we must ensure that that at least the questions that Strickling explicitly mentioned are being dealt with. And that needs to be on record. I think we can easily do that by just making general reference to the statements that have been made by Strickling as well as Shahadi, although I would prioritize on Strickling's statements because what I read from and heard from Fadi were actually his interpretation of what Strickling said. So I think we should rather point to the original source of information, i.e. to what Larry Strickland said. Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas. I think the question for me was not only to, I don't know whether it's appropriate to quote Fadi, but at least look at the way this was phrased to maybe fine-tune our definitions, because they're very close to each other. But there may be some subtleties that we are not capturing yet and that were incorporated in Fadi's declaration and that we may, as a drafting team, put make ours, not only quote Fadi, but make ours. And that was really, because I hear some form of agreement among us that we shouldn't be too prescriptive to the CCWG about what topics should be addressed or not. We have a broad understanding of what is within the mandate of the CCWG as a whole, and we want to provide this group with the ability to decide what's in Workstream 1 and Workstream 2. But Workstream 1 is what has to be in place before the transition happens. And I haven't heard anything challenging this so far, right? So we're now focusing on how to phrase this in the manner that is as clear as possible. Is anyone feeling differently about this, Thomas?
Sorry, that was an old hand.
Okay, Keith.
Thank you, Matthew. So, Keith Drazik. So I have a question about a possible gray area between what might become Workstream 1 and Workstream 2. And I'm going to ask the group whether this is something that we should deal with as a drafting team or highlight as something that needs to be considered by the working group. And that is something that is identified to be necessary before, you know, in light of the USG disengaging, okay, but that something that might take longer to implement than is possible prior to, for example, the September 2015 date. So let me restate this. If the working group identifies something that is necessary in terms of an adjustment to an existing mechanism or a new mechanism that needs to be implemented, that says absolutely this is necessary if NTIA is going away, but perhaps it's going to take a year to implement, and perhaps the pressure is to meet a particular deadline, whether it's September 2015 or something later. How do we deal with that? Or how does the community deal with that? Is there a way, and this is, I think, the specific question, is there a way for ICANN to be contractually obligated in some sense to implement something that's been identified in Workstream 1 that might take longer to implement than is available in terms of time? So let me stop there and see if anybody has any thoughts or feedback on that.
Any feedback on this, Becky?
Yeah, I think that's a really important point, Keith. And it seems to me that one of the tasks that needs to be included in Workstream 1 is to identify mechanisms that obligate ICANN to proceed and implement mechanisms or procedures or whatever that are identified by the community as crucial, but that will take time beyond the transition period. So in other words, we don't have to have everything in place, but we need to have mechanisms that ensure our ability to put everything in place ultimately.
Thank you, Becky. Thomas?
Yeah, I guess it's highly likely that we will have one or multiple mechanisms that will need longer implementation time than prior to the transition. And I think we need to include language whereby ICANN or the cross-community working group needs to suggest mechanisms to ensure that ICANN delivers on implementing those. I think that we need that because otherwise we would endanger the timely completion of the task. There will surely be things that will take a longer time than before the transition.
Thank you, Thomas. Avery, and I encourage anyone to think about proposals to incorporate this very useful idea.
Hi, Avery. I guess I start off being insecure and sort of saying that we assume that there'll be pending work to be done of the necessary character. I think it's something where we have to basically write a caution that sort of A, presupposes that any of the accountability work that needs to be done can be done before the transition, but perhaps allow for a statement that says, and if there are cases where the work cannot be completed or where the accountability mechanisms cannot be set up in time, that the working group must determine mechanisms by which to ensure that work would be done and not go too much further than that. So to basically say they've either got to make sure that the work can be done or they've got to have ironclad assurances that it will be without getting into what kinds of mechanisms or whatever, because I think it gets too speculative at that point. But I think we have to assume that the work needs to be done. And if it can't be, then what ensures that it would be? Thanks. Now, I've said it three times, and that's enough.
Thanks for the effort of providing a suggestion, Avery. Keith, I'm not so sure whether it was an old hand or a new hand here. It was an old hand. So thank you. Itsumi?
Excellent question, and I agree with Avery's suggestion. So I think it's pretty important that we actually put this in the charter as a potential question that the working group should work on, and also ensure that in case the working group identifies something that's very key to the transition but cannot be done, then make sure the working group also comes up with a suggestion to ensure ICANN will actually get this done, even it takes after the transition.
Okay. So my understanding of where we are, we have short definitions of Workstream 1 and Workstream 2 identify that we need to address the gray area issue that was raised by Keith in a manner that provides the CCWG as much freedom as possible to address these issues, once again. I see comments on that. Yeah, we have things on both streams. And obviously there will be cases where we need this unbreakable commitment, as you say, Keith, in the process. So my suggestion would be, Avery, if you can try and recap what you were suggesting in writing that could be added at some point here. And in terms of the section we are here now is
try and write a sentence and put it in the comments in a couple minutes.
Excellent, thank you. There was also a mention of stress tests at this point, which was echoing one of Larry Strickling's statements. The wording that I suggested was related to the wording of Larry Strickling mentioning an adequate level of resistance to contingencies. At this point in the document, I wouldn't go much further into details about what is meant by this because it's provided in the deliverables section. But I'd like to just check that this is that we feel reasonably confident that we have the goals and objectives section appropriately drafted at this stage. Thomas?
Sorry, I was on mute. With respect to stress tests, we already have language on stress tests in the charter. My concern sort of adds to the discussion that we just had. How do we deal with situations where stress tests are being developed and conducted and they are designed in a fashion that the stress test can't be completed prior to the transition? You know, usually you would have them designed, you would have them carried out, you would have them analyzed, and then certain recommendations or adjustments are made as a consequence of the stress test. And I think that, and I'm going to put some language into the chat, that we should clarify the language on stress tests to task the cross-community working group to structure its work with respect to stress tests so that stress tests can be designed, carried out, and its results being analyzed timely before the transition. I think that
Thomas,
is to...
Do you think, because I think you're making very valid points here about stress tests, do you think this part of the document, in the goals and objective section, is appropriate to get into such details on the stress test, or are we not already speaking about deliverables and what we mean by stress tests and the kind of deliverables associated to them?
You're right. Sorry, I thought you were asking our opinion on the stress test. So, sorry.
No, I was, I'm trying to, your point is really taken and we need to address that later on in the document, definitely. Grace?
Thank you, Mathieu. I just want to note for the record that we have two versions of the document that are circulating. So we have a version that Athena and Izumi circulated this morning and a version that Mathieu and David had edited as well. So Mathieu kindly pointed that out for me, and I've been trying to do some version control. So what you see now on the screen includes both Mathieu and David's edits as well as Izumi and Athena's.
Thank you very much, Grace. We have a suggestion by Avery to address the what I call the gray area issues. I would suggest you leave it to take it on board at this stage. Take the time to review it with our respective communities later on, and move to the scope because we are already 1 hour into our call, and I am conscious of time. Is that okay? Or okay, I'm moving on, and of course we this is still very much open for comments. Scope is our next topic. And I think we need to review the existing document, bearing in mind what we've said earlier that we've agreed on. The CCWG should be able to determine what is Workstream 1 or 2. It needs to be provided a mechanism to determine what is in 1 or 2. And that is the way I think we have still a little bit of confusion here in the document. Between the definition of Workstream 1 and 2 and the examples. And that is the point I think we have to address in this section. So if I take the first paragraph, it mentions that it stresses the fact that we take the transition in its broadest sense. And that is, I think, the main point of the scope section, to insist that the accountability definition, mechanism definition is not restricted by the charter. Is that okay with everyone? That should be already agreed. So we need to keep that in mind when drafting the rest of the document. Then we have a section where we actually repeat the definitions of the two work streams. We have to decide whether we actually repeat or avoid repetition at that point. Or if we repeat, maybe just duplicate definitions from the goals and objective sections. Repetitions are a source of ambiguity. Thomas?
I would be in favor of removing the definition of Workstream 1 and Workstream 2 here to avoid that ambiguity, because I think we've said what we had to say in the section above, particularly when it comes to the functions that I can and Ayana perform. I think we might cause confusion between this and the above paragraph.
Thank you, Thomas. Matthew?
Yes, would it be possible just to scroll up the document just a little bit? This is the beginning of the section on scope.
That's the beginning, I think.
I think, yes, thank you. Yeah, this is, I apologize for there being a mix-up in which versions were being commented on, but I think Dave, in the comments that David made and then mine on top of David's, we had some concerns about the phrasing of the roles and responsibilities and the scope of work in that first paragraph that's all highlighted in blue there, the one that starts with the council working with investigate. Again, it comes back to, as you say, the issue of definition. For example, the last sentence in that thing, in that paragraph, says the council working group will be expected, cross-community working group will be expected to identify how its proposals are related to the transition. I think we've just had a discussion that actually, I think, is pointing us in the direction that work stream two discussion items do not necessarily have to be related to the transition. So I think there's a
right.
There's a inconsistency there. So yep. I think we've said this a number of times. We could almost take out much of that paragraph. I think David and I supported his suggestion that to take out of the last three lines or so and just end after NCIA stewardship or something like that. I'd have to look at my original copy. But it's those kind of just those things we just need to be very sensitive to. Thank you.
Okay, Athena?
Yes, hello, Athena Fagulli here. Maybe it's just me. I'm finding a little bit confusing the fact that we are discussing something that we just agreed upon, and it's very fresh, and we don't have a concrete text on us and in front of us. So I cannot really express my opinion because I don't have one yet. I really would like to see the text that we just agreed upon, and then see how this will be linked with what follows, and so that we make sure we don't avoid repetitions, we cover every aspect, and so on. Thank you.
So what I could suggest for that, in a practical manner within Adobe, maybe if Bart or Grace, no, Bart, you're taking the notes. Could you take the part that is currently providing the definition of Workstream 1 and 2 into our discussion notes? So we have them, I think it was in the goals section.
Grace, could you do that? Because you're working in the document.
Yes, I will do that.
Okay. That would provide us, as we scroll down, with the reference of what we have currently, what we're currently working on in terms of Workstream 1 and Workstream 2.
Matthew, am I correct that it's the paragraph, on the screen that you're looking at right now? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
I've copied it into the notes. Thank you.
That's in order for us to have this reference. And so if we scroll down the document back, I think I'm getting lost. I don't remember who made that comment, but it was a very valid one. Probably it was Matthew. That the reference in the first paragraph to
as long as it finds that such accountability mechanism is related to the transition of the entire NTIA stewardship, is no longer consistent with the orientation we're taking, that we want as broad a definition as possible of which accountability mechanisms are within the scope. Am I correct here? I see Thomas raising hand.
Thanks, Mathieu. I think you're right. Basically, just to maybe briefly describe what I think should be left in this section is that, number one, we say that the cross-community work group can look at any functions and basically everything that ICANN does in its accountability work. We would say that without making any reference to work streams. Then I think we should have the second paragraph a little bit stripped down to say that there are going to be two work streams or subgroups, one relating to work stream one, but just saying that we have a work stream one with the mechanisms prior to the transition, that we have a work stream two for post-transition work, and then we should add that there are some that that are either covering both one and two or that are going beyond one into two. And then I think we can leave out the whole section describing what goes where, because we've dealt with that earlier on, and then the last paragraph that we still would need is the last or the last two paragraphs that are describing the interaction with the other groups.
Okay, so I really welcome the fact that you're suggesting to simplify very much this scope section. Itsumi, you wanted to comment?
Yes, I very much support Thomas's suggestion, and I think that really makes it more easy and identify which issues what would be work stream one and what would be work stream two. And going to another point, I think there is a part that got a lot deleted in the draft that is being shown on the screen, which is the part that has been replaced by the first sentence that is shown on the screen, starting from in the discussions around the accountability process. No, I think that's fine, yeah. And then there's a blue, the CCWG will proceed with two work streams, and I think in the original version there was like a lot more sentences being put in there. And I want to see what was the part that was being deleted, just to make sure that we're all right about deleting it.
They are right now on the screen.
Could that be done? Okay.
Yeah, they are on the screen right now. When you're reviewing this, can we agree to, if we remove those the long sections about topics, I wonder whether that is still would be the appropriate place to put a reference both to ATRT2 9.2 mechanisms and to the inputs to the public comments on accountability that were launched by ICANN this year under a banner that would be something like scope of the CCWG may include, among others, and a bullet point list, ATRT2 recommendations, pointer 9.2, public comments, and potentially, because I know some constituencies are currently gathering feedback on topics, other topics that we would provide as examples, non-prescriptive, but as an illustration for the CCWG. How would you feel about this option? Thomas? Old hand? New hand? That was old, Itsumi? Is that an old or new hand? Avery, you were the one mentioning HERT2 recommendation 9.2. Would you be okay if it's placed in the scoping section under this kind of headline? You are mute or considering your response.
Yeah, no, I was mute, but more than that, I didn't have the unmuting button in front of me. Sure, I don't see a problem with it being listed in the scoping
process. Keith, I know the registry stakeholder group is considering inputs in terms of topics. Would that be okay if basically the kind of input you're providing would be examined by the drafting team and put into that kind of section?
Yes, Matthew, thank you. This is Keith. I think that would be fine. And to your point, I did volunteer on our last call, I think on Monday, to take a crack at coming up with some of the suggested questions for the various work streams that might help inform or instruct the working group. And we're still working on that, so I apologize. When I volunteered to take that on, I didn't realize we were having a second call this week, so that happened afterwards. But before our next call, I'll be sure to send something to the list. Thank you.
Excellent. So I think that would enable us to welcome inputs from various communities about topics while under a banner that is non-prescriptive to the CCWG, so consistent with the principle we've agreed on early on, and still incorporate feedback from communities without changing the balance in our charter. I think we need to phrase correct the scoping, the headline correctly to say that it's among other topics, and it's a non-exhaustive list. I think it would be good to have this. Grace, please.
Hi, Matthew. Yeah, so I have a question. If we delete the section that Thomas had suggested to delete, the definitions of Workstream 1 and Workstream 2, there are questions that Keith was going to draft that are within that portion of the document. So do we want to move the questions elsewhere or maintain the questions?
Oh, I think the questions they will fit under, among other topics, scope of the CCWG will include.
Okay, I understand.
And I have read Itsumi's comment that the deletion of the few sentences that are currently on screen was okay. Anyone else have a comment on that? Okay, so proceeding down to the link with the CCWG to develop an IANA stewardship transition proposal. I can't make it with those names. On naming related functions and other groups. I think this has, do we have the latest version with David's and Matthew's comments on that?
Yes.
Okay. I think we have a pretty comprehensive linkage section now, including the proposal to link with our RIRs and IETF communities. I think it's a valuable addition. Unless someone has an issue or comment, I'd love to move on to deliverables, which is our next big discussion point. Is that okay? Let's move on. It's always under under consideration by our respective communities. So scrolling down, we can scroll down to the next section. Deliverables, time frame, and reporting. So first paragraph is more tentative. I think we had a comment. We need to make sure, we'll have to review the mentions of Workstream 1 and 2 to make sure we're consistent with what we've decided up front. I would tend to suggest that we have staff try and simplify as much as possible and avoid repetition on definitions that we've said in the document to be circulated. And then if we go down to others. So the key part is we have Avery introduced a first proposal for the action items for the work plan and the deliverables. There was another option provided, I think it was by me. There are two different approaches, and I think we need to first to look at this, whether we incorporate examples, and I think in the first version there were examples of topics, or whether we keep this section very much focused on the type of deliverables without going into substances, which was the second option. And any comment? We have, I think it's the second option on the screen here. But if we scroll up, first one was more illustrated with issues like AOC, current cover consideration process. I see some comment on the chat. Maybe Avery, you were the one introducing the first one. How do you feel about those two options?
Okay, I see Grace has her hand up before me, so maybe she wanted to say something.
No, I think it was
she took her hand down. I was finding a way out of it. Okay. I think having, you know, an explicit list, even an inter alia list, you know, including but not limited to list, is a good thing. I definitely should think that it should be. I can even see combining the two and basically using the second one if you want to sort of make it less explicitly commanding and sort of make it an illustrated list. So it's not a checklist that, you know, don't do one of those, then they haven't met their deliverables. But I think an explicit breakdown list is a good thing to have, especially since we're trying to expedite the work. And it's a list of things that, you know, that they don't have to start coming up with their own list. You know, if we want, I think combining the general statement of deliverables and then using the list that I started and that's since grown and been fleshed out a little bit as an illustrative list might be a sort of compromise solution. I don't know.
Okay, may I suggest a compromise solution? I think you're identifying a list of topics that we shouldn't lose, and my suggestion would be to actually extract those topics and put them under the in the scope section where we have identified a number of inputs and scopes that I think would be a good place to place those recommendations that the CCWG takes into account. Reconsideration processes and cooperative engagement process and et cetera. Would that be okay with you? I'm trying to put all our examples into one place. Sorry?
Yeah, I guess I was trying to understand why you don't want them in deliverables.
The reason why is currently those are topics that we will have actually several deliverables on. If I take the reconsideration process, I think it should be a part of the current situation assessment, analysis of feedbacks received, proposed amendment solutions. Maybe there might be solutions for Workstream 1 that relate to the IRP, but also solutions in Workstream 2, et cetera, et cetera. And that is why I would be more comfortable, it's not critical point, putting all our key topics we want to suggest the CCWG to address into one single place, and have deliverables stated in a more general way. But it's, if the group's more comfortable with putting the examples in this section, it's definitely not that big an issue.
Well, I guess I can live with it either way. I'm curious to hear what other people
would
say.
Matthew?
Yes. So I actually, with a couple of edits, which I, again, had put in our other document, I actually do like suggestions as to specific items that should be looked at within the work plan. And that's what we're talking about here is the work plan. So I actually prefer the first option, but with a couple of additions in terms of explicitly calling for assessments to look at the deficiencies of those existing mechanisms and to propose solutions, which isn't in there. And the only other thing I would say to the version one that I think needs to be moved up is the bullet down the end that says review of possible solutions, including, and then it points to solutions and comments that were made during the public comment period. I think actually those need to be moved up and taken care of, or at least looked at thoroughly earlier in the work plan than they are in that particular version. Thanks.
Thank you, Matthew. Any others? Thomas?
Thanks, Matthew. I've made a comment in the chat, but let me speak to that. I think it may be a compromise to have the items in the second option in the document first, because these are more general tasks for the working group. Certainly, that list is also non-exhaustive, and then add to that another list of these specific items. Again, non-exhaustive, as a menu that the cross-community working group can pick from. But as Aubrey said, I think it's a good point that she made, that we should assist the working group with offering them some things to work on so that they don't have to start from scratch.
Okay, I think we definitely all agree on that. I'm totally happy with this proposal from Thomas. Would anyone have any reaction to that? Abri, would that do you think that would take your input into account?
Yeah.
Okay. So hearing nothing more, I suggest we do like this. As a recap, so this is taking the different items of work into a subsection to start this deliverable section, and then a menu, non-prescriptive for the CCWG, of topics, including the ones that were suggested by Avery in the first option. Thomas, would you feel like taking the action of reshuffling this? Or Grace, are you comfortable doing this?
I'm happy to do it.
Okay.
And I'm happy to support Thomas in the work.
All right, thanks. Now to substance in the deliverables and then into the menu. I suggest we scroll down to that second section for the time being. I remember some comments, as was mentioned on the chat by Matthew, that were very useful into the list of deliverables, and I think they're worth incorporating. Can we scroll up a little bit? Thomas, I think you had suggested a proposal to that list on the chat.
Yes, thanks, Mathieu. I've made two suggestions for alternative one, option two, the more general list of items, one of which would be regarding Larry Strickland's comments, and I think that ICANN staff has thankfully already put that into the right-hand section of the Adobe in the discussion notes. That would be review, analysis, and response to statements made and questions that need to be answered by Larry Strickland. So unless there's objection from the group, I think we should add that topic to the list of to-dos. And then the other point would be relating to stress tests. And my suggestion was that we add to the sentence on stress tests, the CCWG must structure its work to ensure that stress tests can be, one, designed, two, carried out, and three, its results being analyzed timely before the transition. And again,
you,
if there is no objection to that, if there's no objection to that, we might want to add that to the list. Thanks, Mathieu.
I think that's a valuable addition and precision to those stress tests definition and to clarify what's expected. Does anyone have any other comments either on Thomas' proposal right now on stress tests or in the items to be included into the work plan of the CCWG? Athena?
Yes, thank you. It's about the stress test. I have a concern about the ability of the group to conduct a stress test because some parts of this accountability work will be done by the individual groups in their proposals. So when this working group conducts the stress test, I think this should be in cooperation with individual groups that come up with the proposals, because they might not be able to conduct the stress test unless they take into account what the individual groups propose with regards to their accountability mechanism. Thank you.
Thank you, Athena. It seems to me you're suggesting that to remind the CCWG that it has to reach out with those to different parts of the different groups or communities that are actually providing inputs.
That would be a good solution indeed.
I'm trying to analyze in which part of our, I think it's an overarching comment about the way the CCWG is working. It could be in the deliverable section that we have a comment saying that the CCWG is encouraged to cooperate with the various stakeholders and community or groups in realizing its work or something like this. Do you think it would address your comment?
Yes, I think so, because otherwise they won't be able to conduct it specific, or they won't be able to deliver what is that what they're supposed to deliver in accordance with the charter.
Okay, Thomas?
Yeah, thanks, Mathieu. Talk about stress tests. I'd really be curious to hear from drafting team members as to what their understanding is of a potential stress test. Because, you know, from what you said, Athena, I think looking at those that are looking at the IANA functions and their transition, maybe they perceive stress tests as, you know, tests to see whether IANA can handle a flood of incoming delegation or redelegation requests, or how they deal with conflicting requests and stuff like that. So maybe that's more focusing on the SLAs and the accountability mechanisms directly related to the IANA functions, while for the pre-transition stress tests, I think maybe we all have different things in mind. And maybe it would be good to see whether we have some sort of understanding as to what's in the scope of this group, and to just offer one thing. I think a stress test could be, how does the ICANN board react to a preliminary injunction filed against it that would jeopardize potentially the root zone management? Or how does ICANN react to cease and desist letters or sorts of legal challenges surrounding it? Or how would ICANN's board deal with community recommendations it gets that might conflict with the interests of ICANN as a corporation? Because, as you know, the ICANN directors are directors of the ICANN corporation, so they also have to take care of the interests of the corporation. But, you know, that's just suggestions, and I think if we can shed some light on that or give direction to or these indications of what might be required, that would be maybe good to add to the charter. Thanks.
Thanks, Thomas. Keith?
Yeah, thank you, Tom. Thank you, Mathieu. And I agree with the point that Thomas has raised, and that this is something that we need to address. I agree that, you know, if we were talking specifically about the IANA functions, then yeah, well, you're probably talking about SLAs and sort of concrete measurements of performance and, you know, going through the process of making sure that things are right-sized or appropriately scoped to handle the workload. But that is different than what we're talking about here, I think. On the accountability discussion, I think stress testing, in a sense, and maybe not exclusively, but I think part of it is going through a process, a rigorous process of trying to identify and address any potential weaknesses in the mechanisms that are identified, whether that's existing mechanisms or enhancements or reforms or incremental accountability mechanisms, is to go through the rigorous process of trying to identify any potential weaknesses, any breaking points, any instances where something might not work or where there could be a weakness. And there may be others, but I'm just thinking out loud here that at least I think has to be part of the discussion to say that, look, you know, here is the recommendation for a mechanism that we think is important. Here's why we think it's important, and here's why we think it is solid and that there are no weaknesses. Or if there are weaknesses, they're identified as a possible weakness that needs to be monitored moving forward. So just a thought.
Yeah, okay, thanks, Chris. Izumi?
Thanks, Thomas, for raising this. This is really interesting and useful that we share what we have in mind. And my understanding is that the stress test doesn't necessarily just be limited to the INF function, but it can also, things can happen even within the existing mechanism under the U.S. government's stewardship on the INF transition. So what I would prefer to focus on the stress test is what will be the potential weaknesses that will be created as a result of our U.S. government's stewardship transition, which may not necessarily be only related to the INF operations, but maybe it has some other implications as a result. But if we try to cover something of the weakness that we already have today as a stress test, I'm not very sure if we're going too wide into the scope. That's how I feel at this stage.
Thank you, Izumi. I hear actually two things here. One is suggestion to add in this section a list. Once again, it's an illustration list of potential stress tests or threats that could be considered. And I've heard ideas, and I think it would really help the CCWG and the reader of this charter to, if we can elaborate on what is meant by stress test. And secondly, another thing I'm hearing is actually I'm starting to wonder whether stress test is the right word, because what I hear when I hear weaknesses and how they would be mitigated, what I hear is much more around a sort of a risk management analysis. So assess the main risks, how critical they are, and what are the mitigation measures that are in place to prevent them or react if they realize. So I would say first have a list of potential stress or threats is a good thing. And then do we want to mention stress tests, or do we want to mention main risk mitigation measures or risk mitigation assessments? Or do we want to set them both and let the CCWG decide on this? Well, Thomas' suggestion actually captures both stress tests and sort of risk assessments. Keith? Is that an old hand, Keith?
Yes, apologies again, old hand.
No worries. Thomas?
Thanks, Mathieu. I think we should explicitly mention stress tests because they were referred to as an inevitable task for the work by Strictly. So I think the word should be dropped here.
So you have suggested to add an analysis stress test being defined as an analysis of potential weaknesses as a result from the end of the U.S. government involvement and analysis existing remedies and their robustness and definition of additional remedies and modification of existing remedies. Any comments on that suggestion? I would have one comment. I am not sure we would be consistent with our broad definition of accountability if we seem to restrict the potential weaknesses to those weaknesses that are a result of the end of the U.S. government involvement. I think it will be valuable to review the different potential weaknesses, including the pre-existing ones, against the new framework. So that would be I would suggest more an analysis of potential weaknesses and risks without mention of as a result from the end of the U.S. government involvement. Thomas, do you think that could you agree with that?
Well, the wording that I suggested, again, should not be exhaustive. So I was basically building on what Strickling said. So these should be indicators to be considered by the group. And I should add that, you know, when I said definition of additional remedies or modification of existing remedies, that's certainly not to say that definition of new remedies is a must. You know, certainly only if the group comes to the conclusion that additional things are needed, they would need to invent something. So, you know, this is just, again, something that can be added to the menu for the CCWG to pick from.
Okay. So we have trying to build on the stress test definition, and I think we're making good progress here. We have agreed that we would insert some illustrations of stress tests, and I think Thomas has provided some, obviously, the hostile takeover by a part of the community or by a group, a government or a group of governments would certainly have to be fitted in there. And we may have options to elaborate on that a little bit later on. But once it's in an illustration section, it's more flexible. I'm very conscious of time. We're getting close to the end of our meeting. I think in the subsequent sections, what do we have now? I did not see many feedbacks on membership, staffing, and organization. Can we scroll down? And please stop me if I'm going too fast. The mailing list will be publicly archived. There were comments that were very valid. Relationship with CCWG, we had clarified that the relationship is as much with the ICG as it is with the naming related functions, the CWG. The expert advisor section had been reshaped, but I think we had found some form of agreement last time, but Olga, you weren't here, so please feel free to comment. Olga? You may be on mute. Olga, we can't hear you.
Olga, do you want to try again now?
So your question was, is there a number of representatives from SO and ACs already determined? I think the framework we're using is from 2 to 5. Am I correct? Yes, minimum of 2 and a maximum of 5 for each of the chartering organizations. Does that answer your question?
With unlimited observers.
Okay. Matthew, you were mentioning the need to have a mention of the board liaison. That's a good point.
Yes, I don't know if we need to make that explicit or not.
Well, I'd rather to avoid ambiguity, if that's consensus. Grace, do you think you would be able to... I think there is some wording in one of the ICANN documents about the fact that there will be a board liaison and it's going to be non-voting.
Yes, so there's also a line... So the board hasn't exactly determined how they're going to liaise with the group at this point. So we can put we can insert the text that's in the process that just says that there's going to be a board liaison and a staff liaison.
Yes.
But we don't have any more definition at this point.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Okay. If that's okay, Matthew.
Yes, thanks.
Okay. We had a proposal by Bart before he left to actually refine the section on final recommendations to take into account the board resolution, the role of the ASOs and AC in supplemental recommendations process. He was explicitly agreeing to provide a draft wording for that. So since he has had to leave our call early, I suggest we add in our notes that he will provide some input. It's not just a detailed thing. It can be quite important, so I think we need to review that carefully. And Grace is alone, just taking notes and going through the documents. So I'm giving her some time for that. So the section we are on right now is the one to be refined in light of the latest board resolution. I have Matthew on the list. Go ahead, please, Matthew.
Yes, I'm sorry. If we could just go back to staffing and resources. I have made
yes.
a proposed additional, and I'm not sure if it's there.
Matthew, I think staffing and resources is afterwards.
Oh, okay. Apologies.
Are we not in decision-making methodology here?
We currently are in Section 5, decision-making methodology, but I believe that staffing resources is in Section 6.
It's just above. It's just before decision-making methodologies.
All right, this part of it. Yes, okay.
Yes, Matthew, you wanted to comment on your addition?
Yes, I just wanted to make sure it was there. I mean, the gist of it is just to ensure that there's continuing outreach by ICANN staff to make global stakeholders know that this process is underway and that there are opportunities for engagement. Thanks.
Anyone in disagreement with that? Grace, you have your hand raised?
Yes. So just a suggestion, perhaps we could make this a collaborative effort. It's so that it's ICANN staff in coordination with the CCWG, for example. Because it would be perhaps prescriptive for the ICANN staff to do outreach on their own with no direction from the CCWG.
Yeah, we agree.
Thank you.
So, bearing in mind that we have 1 minute left and that the decision-making methodology has to be refined by BART and reviewed based on his proposal, latest proposal, and that I don't see more comments in the latest sections existing, I would like to suggest we move to our next, our last point of the agenda, which is the next steps. We have made good progress, I think, in structuring the document, in agreeing on some strong principles about the fact that the CCWG will have a lot of freedom in defining which are the topics to be addressed and in which work streams. We have to fill the example sections that we have, either on stress tests, on topics. So our work is not done, but it's moving quite well. And I see that Thomas has dropped off, so very convenient for a co-chair. The suggestion for next steps would be to have. Hi, Thomas. Is that you? Are you back?
Yes, I'm back.
Excellent. So suggestions for next step. So we have this sort of November deadline. My suggestion would be to have staff consolidate those different, of course, the minutes and the action plan, and try and circulate by either maybe tonight Pacific. I don't know which time, which where you are, Grace, right now. But circulate as soon as possible a latest version that we could also share with our respective communities, and so that we can reconvene a meeting on Monday. I think we had identified that 11 UTC was a possibility, so that we have last review of mostly those tough, those we could set aside the example sections and focus on the rest of the charter, so that we have consolidated view of the structure and the sort of a requirements, and may leave open some of the example sections that. So that we can define them after November the 3rd, if necessary. Thomas, as co-chair, would you be okay with that?
Yeah, I'd be fair with that. Grace has offered to send out a version tonight. Can I suggest that we maybe take additional comments from the group until a fixed deadline tomorrow? So that everybody can take a final or semi-final version over the weekend and to circulate that with their respective groups. Maybe we can say that the deadline until which we take comments and incorporate them is maybe 15 UTC or 16 UTC tomorrow. And then shortly afterwards, a weekend version, so to speak, will be circulated to the group. Is that okay with you, Mathieu?
With me, it's fine. I'm looking at other members' feedback, considering your own agendas and places on the on Earth, which may or not be convenient with those time deadlines. Is that okay? I tend to move when I don't hear any feedback. Will you please stop me? Okay. So, staff is going to consolidate notes. I think Avery, Bart, and Thomas have some drafting suggestions to provide, so if they can be sent quite quickly, it would certainly facilitate review between all of us. Yes, Avery?
This is Avery. It's midnight where I am, so I probably won't do anything. So I've been meeting since 7:45 this morning. But what do I owe?
I think, Avery, it was the section on... Let me read you that in the notes.
Actually, Avery, I think you've provided the text, so...
Provided it already.
In the document,
okay, thank you. Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad.
My mistake, Avery, sorry. So then we'll take comments from the drafting team members until tomorrow at 4:16 UTC. Staff will resend a clean version for the group to share with the respective communities. And we have a call on Monday at 11 UTC. Any last comment, Thomas?
Yeah, just before we end this call, let me thank you, Mathieu, for chairing this call so ably.
Thank you, Thomas.
Yeah.
I want to thank you all for very constructive comments. I think we've done some substantive progress, and I feel some good consensus on the principles, which is really what is critical for us to move that forward in a constrained time frame. Thank you very much, everyone.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.